A new study shows forests are really good at filtering contaminants out of water, but they're not catching everything. Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports that an agriculture-related pollutant is getting through, and climate change is making it worse.
Two important parts of agriculture, fertilizer and animal waste, have a lot of nitrate in it. That's a nitrogen and oxygen mix that can cause serious health problems. Ann Schechinger is a senior analyst for the Environmental Working Group, a nonpartisan advocacy organization. She says even acceptable levels of nitrate in drinking water is a major threat.
And many newer studies have shown that drinking water with levels of nitrate at just 5 milligrams per liter or more can cause increased rates of cancer, such as colon, bladder, and ovarian cancer, as well as birth defects.
And if you think of the water cycle, nitrate is there. It's in rivers and streams. It's in the atmosphere. It's in rain. And as the number of severe storms and floods increase due to climate change, so does the speed of water carrying nitrate. The Yelton Spring in Missouri's Mark Twain National Forest is running strong. The cold, clear water is flowing rapidly out of a cave-like opening, over rocks and fallen tree branches in what was a dry creek bed. Kelly Whitsett is a forest hydrologist at Mark Twain. She says it's been a very wet spring.
And surface-wise, it's from runoff into the streams during a precipitation event. You also have the subsurface influence where the springs carry water into the streams too.
Whitsett says this water is moving quickly into streams and rivers that leave the forest and end up further along the watershed to other rivers and into groundwater aquifers. Heavy spring rains are the kind of events Stephen Sebastian says makes water move too fast. He's a research hydrologist with the USDA Forest Service. He says he always knew forests were good filters, but wanted to figure out how good. Sebastian says when water enters a forest, either through rain or runoff, the soil, leaves, and trees absorb a lot of stuff, and it leaves cleaner than when it came in. But he wasn't sure how well it filtered nitrate, so he studied 21 years of data from more than 100 streams in 10 states in the North and Midwest.
There were some particular short-duration events, rainfall or snowmelt events, when some of that atmospheric nitrate rapidly reached the streams, and those amounts were rather large.
Sebastian says as there are more severe storms and floods, more nitrate will move through water unfiltered. Schechinger with the Environmental Working Group says the study underscores the need to improve efforts to keep nitrate out of the water supply.
So we really believe that implementing agricultural conservation practices like edge-of-field buffers or cover crops or grassed waterways could prevent nitrate from getting into drinking water and just getting into our water bodies in the first place.
Schechinger says it can be costly to clean nitrate out of drinking water supplies. Des Moines, Iowa spent more than $15 million removing nitrate from its drinking water. She says preventative measures are cheaper. And researcher Sebastian says his findings should be causing policymakers to ask some basic questions about forests, water, and agriculture.
And if we can think about what we want forests to produce, how effective we want them to be in their production, and how much nitrate do we want to move through forests, this is where the information can be really important for folks.
Policymakers' next step, Sebastian says, should be looking at the data and figuring out how to reduce nitrates entering the water system. Then he'll be able to look at the numbers a few years from now and see how well those changes are working. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.